Unit 12, page 182. Read.
Extroverts and introverts. Nadia, who needs to spend several hours alone each day, avoids large social gatherings whenever possible. She hates small talk, and at office holiday parties, which are must-attend events, she's always the first one to leave. You probably know someone like Nadia. Maybe you're even one of those people that nag a friend like her to get out more. If so, stop. Nadia is an introvert, and there's really nothing wrong with that. Introverts are people that get their energy by spending time alone. Their opposites are extroverts, people whose energy comes from being around others. Neither type is better than the other. However, because there are so many more extroverts than introverts, there is a lot of misunderstanding about the introverts among us. First, people have a tendency to think that all introverts are shy. Not so. Shy people fear social situations, but many introverts just try to avoid the ones that drain their energy. Nadia, who is great at leading big, noisy business meetings, isn't afraid of those meetings, but she needs a lot of recovery time afterwards. Unlike extroverts, who love the small talk at those meetings, she prefers private conversations that focus on feelings and ideas. Secondly, people also assume that you have to be an extrovert or act like one in order to succeed. However, every day the news is full of examples that contradict that belief. Microsoft's Bill Gates is one famous introvert who comes to mind. Another is successful businesswoman Andrea Jung. Jung, who grew up in a traditional Chinese family, considers herself reserved but not shy. A writer who has studied the personality traits of business leaders points out that the one trait which absolutely defines successful leaders is creativity. Introverts are known for being creative, so it shouldn't be a surprise to find many of them at the top of their professions. What happens when an extrovert and an introvert become friends or fall in love? Opposites attract, but can first attraction survive really big personality differences? Yes, but only if both can accept the other person's needs, and it's not always easy. Extroverts, who have to talk through everything before they even know what they think, can drive an introvert crazy. Nadia, who always thinks before she speaks, doesn't always understand their need to talk. On the other hand, many extroverts, who reach for their cell phones after 2 minutes alone, can't see why an introvert like Nadia requires so much time by herself. Is that really normal, they wonder? However, if both people take the time to understand the other's personality type, the results can pay off. The introvert, who has a rich inner life, can help the extrovert become more sensitive to feelings. And the risk-loving extrovert can help the introvert develop a sense of adventure. As a result, each friend's personality becomes more complete. It's important to remember that no one is a pure introvert or extrovert. In fact, we are probably all ambiverts, people who act like introverts in some situations and extroverts in others. Like everyone else, you have a unique personality, your own special combination of traits that makes you, you.